Testing 1, 2. All right, I have three things we're going to pray about tonight, but it's going to be apostolic prayer. Apostolic prayer is based on this fact that it's governing prayer on certain situations that need to be dealt with, and we're going to deal with that. Now, I'll share with you, my cook was cooking, I was about to eat, and I couldn't eat, I had to come here. I'm fasting 16 hours a day. From I eat lunch at 7 o'clock at night, and I don't eat till 12 o'clock the next day, 16 to 17 hours. And I thought I was doing it just for health-wise, but it's spiritual, because I get closer to God during those times. But you also give your body a time to rest. And whatever you want to do, I'm just letting you know what I do. And on the other hand, you remember Barry? The last storm was supposed to come here. Do you remember at camp meeting we had light go out and different things? I took this with me. Schmidt Wiggerboy wouldn't bring this in here. He hated the newspaper. But it says, any of y'all read about the three carpet about Barry? You read it in the paper or heard anything about it? Three carpet, C-U-L-P-R-I-T-S, to blame for wrong estimate. He said, if you're trying to figure out why Force Castle was so wrong in their estimate of rainfall amount in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and other location in South Louisiana this weekend, they said there were three culprits to blame. Now, what we did, we spoke to the storm, I know you did, and told it stay out there in the water, number one, and we told it it couldn't come to Louisiana, right? Listen at this. Barry took his sweet time turning into a tropical system, eventually a tropical storm, and very briefly a minimum hurricane that could drop a lot of rain on shore. Then it says a word called a pesky, P-E-S-K-Y, boundary layer. Weather speak for an old photo system draped across the United States, just north of Louisiana, that blocked Barry from moving on shore. So the news media and the weather people don't understand what it was, but there was something hanging over Louisiana that Barry couldn't come through. I mean, we got to see this. A third thing, a continuous stream of dry air and associated with shear that jumped over that boundary to suck moisture out of the atmosphere in Barry's northeastern quadrant, where a thunderstorm was very slow to form. In other words, there was something that sucked the moisture out of Barry. And the news media, they cannot explain it. So we have to know the supernatural governing that God has given us. God expecting us as kings and priests to determine what's going to happen on earth. And so three scriptures we're going to pray tonight, because our government, our president, our government, they're just off. They don't know what they're doing. They're fighting. They've been fighting the last 3 or 4 years. It's just damaging. It's just racism, politics, and it just got to be stopped. So we just stop it. Now, I don't know what way God will have to stop this, but 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the first scripture. Write them down, because I'm going to turn you loose to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14, we'll read it. And 1 Timothy 2:1-3, 1-4, 5, that way he told us to pray. And then Ephesians chapter 6, starting at the 18th verse, praying for the saints that they will have boldness to recognize that we are, now listen to me very carefully, we are distinctive, we're not generic. Now, let me say it again. We're distinctive. In other words, we're unique. were not generic. A generic church will stand by and let it happen. But by the apostolic anointing being on us, we are distinctive. We have governing power we know we have that can overrule anything that try to come in these United States, for sure. We got power. The church got power. And this is one of the most powerful places here in prayer meeting. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray for our president and the vice president and all the office, but we're going to stop everything that's not right. And whatever God got to change, he's going to change it. We're going to stop discussing it, talking about Trump did this, or they did this, or did. That's not, we just got to stop it. If not, we're going to dictatorship. You're not going to have a president. All right? And you mess around and be told when you can go to bed. So it just got to be stopped and changed. Somebody done got lost, by the way. And it's up to the church to change it, all right? We got enough power to do it. We got enough apostolic intercessors here to do it. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I want to read this to you to know just like this will stop. Any mess can be stopped. All right? But if the church sat by and we don't do something about it, we depend on somebody voting to do it. You can't vote on demon power. You got to stop it with a greater power than it. So there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will humble themselves and pray, you see it? This is what we're gonna do tonight. We're gonna take down who need to be taken down and put up who need to be put up. It's very easy to do because righteous always reign. Now notice there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, powerful voice, but you're not going to be able to pray meaningfully if you don't pay attention to it. You know you're his people, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, you have a right to call on his name, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so those are the type of things you got to think about while you're praying. He said, if my people, now no other people can do this, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and what?
Pray.
And what?
Seek my
name. I want you to do that during the prayer time. When I get through, we're going to start praying these. You're going to have the verses. You pray, read a part of it and pray it. Read a part and pray it. English, tongue, whatever way you want. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now we really don't have to turn from our wicked ways. We're not wicked. We make mistakes, but we're not wicked because we love God. So we praying that our president and vice president, all the Republican and Democratic, let God go in there, let him send an angel in there and do what he wants. Now here's a problem we've had. Bishop report to me. He called me out of another state some months ago. He said he went to had a presidential visitation to the White House. Watch what I'm gonna say. The president who was in office at that time walked in and said, I know what y'all want. The secretary got it and walked out. Nobody could prophetically speak to them because they were looking for a check. Pastors and bishops, they ain't there, so he know what they want. They want money. In the Bible, the prophet would go and point his finger in that king's face and say, look, you ain't doing what's right. This is what the Lord said. But this is how generic, general the church has become because they're looking for a handout. We're not in that truth. So we can use the authority properly. He says, if we humble ourselves and pray, seek his face and turn from our wicked way, then what I hear from heaven. All right, he'll hear us tonight. And we'll forgive, we'll pray that the Lord forgive him for making such a mess. And then in 1 Timothy 2, he called us to pray again. He said, pray for him. There you go, 1 Timothy 2, all those who are in authority, that more people can get saved. They had to see the church power. Now, you who are here at this meeting, I want you to mark it on your calendar. you're going to start seeing changes. In the political arena, they're not going to know what hit them. But tonight, the Lord instructed me, go down there, you got intercessors, you got people who have stepped into apostolic intercessors. You can step into this. We who are here is the one supposed to be here. Are you following me? And then the Bible says, watch and pray. And then Ephesians 6:18. You see that? We're in two scriptures. We're in 1 Timothy 2:2, and we're in Ephesians 6. And we're in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Those three scriptures I want you to pray. Pray them. Baba, find your place. Get off to yourself. Stand at the altar. What way you going to do it? I'm just going to pray all three of them. But I'm going to give an apostolic prayer at the beginning to give you a guideline of how we're going to talk to the Lord about this. Are you listening to me? Now, Father, you rule, you reign. There's none greater than you. You've placed us down here as kingdom citizens to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we must not sit around, Father, and not do what you told us to do. We are your contact on earth. And so tonight we yield to your spirit, the spirit of prayer, and the authority and the governing factor you've given to us as your church. And we release an apostolic anointing over the United States. And the vision and the demonical action that is going on, we pray for the president, vice president, all who surround them. But then we pray to expose the things that are happening that are not of you. Now, Lord, I don't know if they're praying in the White House. I don't know what they're doing up there. But we are assigned by you as a church to provide power and protection in time like these. We are not set in gossip and worry and fear and be disorientated by this, because this is not the first time it happened. Now the Daniel anointing be on every person under the sound of my voice, that they can see and discern and solve hard sensitive, that the gifts of the Spirit, the manifold nine manifestation of the Holy Ghost be upon each one of these intercessors so they can see and tell. Now we break this power. We, from this night forward, we look for supernatural manifestation over the whole United States of America. And over all officers, congressmen, senators, that a power will hit their seats and that conviction will come on those who are real, and the one who are not real, you move them out. May divine impeachment come upon everyone that's not right, not only the president, the whole deal. From the church. From our prayer, that peace can be, that we can preach the gospel, men and women can be saved, and they may know you, the greatest power that ever exists, and that man does not rule, but you rule. And so now we turn your rulership loose in the name of Jesus over this situation, and we ask you to turn it around now. We thank you for helping us at this hour. We thank you for giving us this anointing and this power to change things. And we'll watch it change before our very eyes. And these who are here in this prayer meeting will know why the news saying such things as they're saying, things start changing instantly. The craftiness, the deception, the demonical spirit that is behind this, we render them void and ineffective. By the blood of Jesus. We look to the cross tonight. The cross settled everything. And we thank you that the name of Jesus, the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Word is taking over right now. Over these United States, over Louisiana, we thank you. Every demonical force is stopped in the name of Jesus. We call it to heart. We break its power. We don't respect no man-made power that cannot stand up to you. So we thank you now the walls of Jericho are falling. Everything they set up to hold back, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for ministers all over the world that they will wake up, not be generic, but walk in the power and anointing and the glory of God. Fill this place. Fill the White House. Fill every home, every senator, every representative, every congressman, home. Fill them with your power. Speak to them. Call them out. We thank you for it right now. And everybody who needs to be upseated, uprooted, and taken out, let them be taken out. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise and the honor that is already done. Shut up. Find your place now and pray about these things. Take those scriptures. Hatsatoromasha. Ketoronamasa. Korabasata kasata. Shehebro baba basata. Korobaba. If the Lord give you something, write it down. Shararababa. If the Lord give you something, write it down. Jede go tararabasa. Sometimes the Spirit will speak a word. Katarabashaka. Be ready to receive it. Shambro basaka. Katarababa. Shatatata. It will not make sense how this is going to happen. How this is going to be straightened out, it won't make sense. Katarabashakata. I'm led by the Spirit for us to take a hold of it in the name of Jesus. Korobabasata. We take a hold of it. Delabasokoche did it. Notice verse 15. I won't stop you much, but notice verse 15 in 2 Chronicles 7. Notice what he says in verse 15. Now mine eyes should be open. And my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. You see, our prayer is God's eyes. Our prayer is God's ears. If we're not praying, God can't function in his realm. But tonight we open his eyes to the situation. And now he's going to eavesdrop and hear what they're saying that is not pertaining to him. And he's going to deal with it because we ask it. See, if you don't, have somebody to ask him, he can't do it. We God's point of contact down here to deal with what looked like impossible. If you look at those guys and listen, you think you can't do nothing about this. Oh no, we're doing somebody right now. Oh no, I mean, we're going to see immediate change. Yeah, well, watch what I'm telling you. Because he told me, come down here and get with you, and let's do it. We're doing it right now. He says, ears open, his eyes open to our prayer. So now he couldn't see unless somebody, we know other people praying, but we're throwing out an apostolic mantle over this thing. It make a difference. It make a difference. So I would ask you not to repeat what they are saying. Don't be a parakeet. Be an eagle. We're not going to repeat what they're saying because what they're saying is not true if it's not helping everybody. You follow what I'm saying? Y'all, we doing this? All right, let's do it then. Shatalabasha kote. Urababasa kote. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for intercessory prayer. Thank you. We're coming in agreement. In the name of Jesus, that these United States will get the right, that everybody who's not right going to be removed, and we'll get the right one in, they're going to hear your voice. We're here for the reason. You put us here for that reason. To stop it. That's enough is enough. We take over in the name of Jesus. This is not the first time this happened. Father, we approach your throne, the throne of grace and mercy, to help you in a time of need. Glory to God. We need Have mercy. Have mercy. Be gracious to us. Shall let your power flow now. Change things. Move things. Things are changing. Things are moving in the United States. Glory to God, because the saints of God, we join prayer with other saints around the world that are making this call. Ramama, you dealt with King Nebuchadnezzar. You dealt with him. You dealt with Pharaoh. Give them a chance to change. They don't change, you move them, don't you? Kata, miracles will start happening. All right, I got a word you. I told you right now what you get. He said, I give Pharaoh a chance to change. He did. He kept sending Moses, right? But he didn't pay no mind. So then I sent Moses for the last time. And then I told Moses, you don't need to go no more. I'm going. So everybody in this mess going to have a chance to change. But if they don't change, this prayer meeting going to change it. And we need to see this. Y'all need to see this. This will be a apostolic introduction to you. You'll see. Say, oh, we just prayed the other night. Now, akosanalaba, death and life is in this too, you know. You know, because the vengeance of the Lord, people don't talk about it, but there's a vengeance of the Lord that can be released when people don't obey him. But we the ones set order. You can't set orders by a natural legal thing. Now, when it comes to time like this, we got to set the order. So don't get afraid of what happened. All right? If you didn't call this meeting, I know something's going to change. I'm telling you right now. I've seen it. See, that's why I told you about Barry. See, everybody thought Barry was bad. But Barry run into a film and couldn't get into Louisiana. Why Louisiana? Hallelujah. So when we meet here, we do have effect. Don't you think that you just come in here to pay duties as a Christian? No, you have effect, all right? Go ahead and pray those scriptures. Everybody get a chance. But they better obey. They got the wrong crew on it now. Yeah. He told me to tell y'all. We the crew. Andele ba sha ta ta ta. Toro ba ba soko te te te. Total breakthrough. Sha ta 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 ko che ke te te te. Kata ta ra ba sa ta ko che te te. Ta la la ba sa ko te 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 te. Ra ba sa ko te 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 ko so va. Ora ba 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 soko te te ba soko te. Rabashura, I will call by your name. Dele mo so good, we praying. We're seeking your face. Kataraba, we're seeking your face. Dele bo ta ta ko se te. Brahmaba, to see your power. To see your glory in the White House. Gurabasa ta ta. Cha ta 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 ta. To see your glory and see your power. Dele bo robabasa ta ta. In all these meetings they have. Kasata ya 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 ya. Glory to God. We bind foreign countries that will create evil. Sa ta 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 ta. Every spirit of division, we take authority over it right now in Jesus' name. Katsa sha bro beskanan. We break the power, demonic power, human power. Sha ka ta 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 ra ra ta. A ta 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 ta. Kororo ba ba sa ta 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 ta. Ko ta ta so ko te. De 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 bo ro ba ba ba. We decide to do something about it, Lord. Not just talk about it. We decide to call on your name. Shut ta 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 ta. We call on your name. For the president, vice president, all representatives, senators, representatives, councilmen, we call on your name. Shout out, move you not right. These United States of America was raised on the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout out that Jesus is Lord. That no man is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Count out the Lordship of Christ will move in Washington. Glory to God. Move now. Shout ta 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 ta. Move now. Ha ta 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 ta. Change now. Drop up. Remove now. Sha'akota. Ekata. Ora baba basa. Ora baba. Your wisdom now. Flood the hearts of those who are right. Your wisdom. Ha sa sha'akata. Your understanding. Rabba. Your will. Sha'ta-ta-ta. We praise you. Glory to God. Shet ta ta ra ra ba so ko si ri. Ra ba 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 ba. A ta ra ba so ko si ri. A ra ba 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 sa ta ta. A ra ba 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 sa ta. I'll find you out. Sha ta 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 ta. Ra ba ba. I'll find you out. Shororo ba ba sa ta. Sha ta 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 sa. A da ra ba sa. I'll find you out. Sha ta 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 ko si ka. Oh my, sha ta 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 ta, sha ta 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 ta. I'll find you out. Hora ba 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 ba, sha ta 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 ta. She te 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 te. Hora ba 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 ba. Ye te 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 ta sa ta. Ra ba 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 ba. Ta 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 ta. I don't want y'all to miss nothing in this prayer meeting, so write these words down. I'll find you out. I'll find you out. So when it have more significance to you, when it happened, how the Spirit spoke that, I'll find you out. And I don't know all the ramifications of that, but that's part of what he said to me. I'll find you out. So that means he's going to find some things out. So when it happened, you'll know. I just want to stop you there so you'll have that. You know you was in this prayer meeting, right? He said, I'll find you out. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. So that means there's some things that God going to have to find out. In aspect, he couldn't find it out because if it wasn't specifically related to apostolic government, now he'll find it out. Well, a lot of prayer meetings going on, but apostolic prayer meetings are different. Children, I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying. See? So now we have apostolic, kingship, and priesthood on the move through you. Apostolic, kingship, priesthood was defined kingdom citizenship. You're not a peasant. You're not a beggar. You're a king. And you're a priest. Every child of God is a priest. You're in a priesthood. You're the one that orchestrates spiritual things. Or the spiritual atmosphere on the earth. The priest does. See, the king loses the authority and the dominion. In the realm of the spirit I'm talking about. See? We're not talking about a natural kingship or a natural throne, a natural government. See, you have to pray tonight with divine on your mind. The divinity that is in you. You have to let that divinity out because this is not a discussion. This is a takeover. By people who know their rights in the spirit. Now, some of y'all, it'll be a first time for you, but this won't be a first time for me. I've came against things that the whole city say wasn't going to happen. I changed it in my room. by the grace, mercy, and power of God. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. See, we're functioning tonight in the spirit. Now your own little personal deal is all wrapped up in this. But if you, good God Almighty, if you can change the nation here tonight in prayer, what about your little situation? It all gonna be swept at the same time. What you do for others, I'll do it for you. So while we're praying, we might not be praying about your little situation, but it's being dealt with at the same time. Why? Because we're about the Father's business. Now we're not talking about no natural order up in here. We're talking about divine orders. Command ye me. Let's lift a hand and pray a little more. Now let's praise him. Let's pray him for the answer. It all changing right now. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him some gratitude. Thank you, Lord. It's all changing right now. The United States of America is changing right now. Take that mess somewhere else. It's not going to be here. Tarabasa, take them demonic power. Ta 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 ta
Tatarayosa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shatatatata koshidini. Shatarada moshidini. Glory to God. Shatarababa satara koshidini. Rababa robasa. Rurubasa 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 rurubasa. Ha 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 ha, right. Glory to God. Shetiru ruba satara. Ruba baba ko shetiri. Shatata ruba suru ko shetiri. Araba ruba ko shetiri ko shetiri. Araba baba ko shetiri. Ruba ruba baba rata. My goodness. Kese kere de boro. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Shatata is done. Move around who need to be moved around. Move out who need to be moved out. Move in who need to be moved in. Hatata rabashatata. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Things are changing right now. Now here's two set of scriptures going to make you pray bolder. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, and then we'll go to Acts 4. And I want to have a lot of scriptures under this. So you can read them during your prayer time. I want you to pray like this every day for a while anyway, during your prayer time. Then in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will what? And do what? Wait, now don't skip the word great and mighty. Don't skip great. Don't skip mighty. Thing which thou knowest not. It is happening right now. Now go to Acts chapter 4. Because actually this is a threat to the church that she's going to sit by and let all this happen. And you know, we pray little prayers in the corner and stuff. No, we take authority and dominion. I don't know if you can feel it. I can feel it right now. Something changing right now. There's no distance in the spirit world. We got to see this. We got to experience this so you will understand your apostolic anointing you wear. You cannot stand to remain regular or as usual. You have to know how to function in unusual power. You enjoy it more. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. And then we'll pray it on through. And being let go, they went to their own company. Underline that, own company. You got to have a company to go to. And reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. They told them, shut up. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice. Notice what they did. They lifted up what?
Their voice.
Who got it? Who understood that statement? What you understood about it? Tell me what you understood about it. No, that's not it. Praying. No, you missed it. One voice. Write that down. One voice. The power of one voice. Didn't say they lifted up their voices. You got to read the Bible right. That make that more powerful now. Otherwise, we're not praying in a bunch of voices here tonight. The content of our prayers, one voice. You see it? They lifted up their voice to God with one accord.
and said, Lord, thou God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, God like to be built up. And acknowledged. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? That's going on. The kings of the earth stood up. And the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Now that's what's happening right now. If you take away harmony and take away love for everybody, you're gathering against Christ. Tonight, Christ is speaking up. You his mouth. Oh, oh my goodness. Verse 27, for truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, we anointed. Matter of fact, Christ's anointing is on me. I can't hear you. Both Herod, all right, how big they're gonna get? Herod, Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever that thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold our threatening, and grant unto thy servants. Now I'm gonna give you a new revelation here. Your servant, your son, and your seed. Write that down. Your servant, your son, and your seed. That seed is for your production. You're supposed to be able to produce anything that Christ produced. Are you hearing me? And now, Lord, behold, they're threatening. Now, what is this mess going on now? It's threatening, isn't it? And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may wish something better happen. Speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Now notice what happened. Verse 31. And when they had what?
Praying.
What are we doing?
Praying.
Oh. It didn't say, and when they were playing. Praying. What do I mean? We have to expect divine results or we never pray. If you leave here and don't expect something to happen, you wasn't in this prayer meeting. You just came to pay your due. We have to leave here with expectation, with the ability to call things that be not as though they were. Not be weak in faith, but strong in faith, fully persuaded that what God has promised, he also able to perform. The White House can't stop God. Now I'm told through literature that some people in the White House was trained in demonic power. But it doesn't matter. For years, was trained by a demonic tycoon who knew how the mind work and work the mind, but they're not, the mind can't overrule the spirit. And when they had prayed, the prayers were shaken, but they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I want you all to speak over these situations. Yeah, you can watch the news, but as you're watching, speak over it. Say, no, that's not going to happen. This is not going to happen. This is what I say is going to happen. The opposite of anything ungodly, you got the right to speak against it. No, no, I stop that right now. Got it? Keep them scriptures with you. Thank you, Lord. We're praying in the spirit. Some things we don't know how it got to go. So we're praying in the spirit. To release the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit, and the will of God. in the situation, over this United States of America, over politics and politicians, news media. These people are battling back and forth. They don't know what they're doing. So we take over now for the church, for the cross, for the Christ. We plead the blood over every situation right now. We call for ministering angel to be ministered. Break the power of every man-made demonical power now in the name of Jesus. That our country, that people can be saved, come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, but without all this confusion, the gospel may be preached freely, without any hindering force. We destroy every yoke and every burden, every stronghold, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We'll see a difference suddenly, immediately, and straightway. Everyone here will know why it happened. Because your hand moved. Because your hand is upon us. Thank you, Father. Shut up. We stir up the power of resurrection. Over this situation. We bless those who are walking right. We ask that you have mercy on those that many are changed. But then, Father, we got to do this. Straighten it out. Let it a whirlwind hit this world. We'll know it came from this prayer meeting. With authority and dominion and divine rights, we call your holy name. You're Jehovah Shammah. Your presence is with us. You're Jehovah Nissi. Your banner is over Louisiana, over the United States of America. Shall we bless your name? You redeem us from all destruction. Your hands are upon us. The hand of the Lord is on this prayer meeting. Upon every intercessor, your hands upon. With one voice, in the spirit, we come to you. Thanking you for divine results. We expect your hand to move tonight. Move tonight. Let a phenomenon, they don't know what happened. Let a whirlwind. Move tonight. I expect you to move tonight. I expect you to move right now. We don't have to wait. I expect you to move immediately. Suddenly. Straightway. You faced Pharaohs before. Pilate, we've faced them before. In the name of Jesus. In the power of the cross. In the power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the resurrection. We release it tonight. Power of the blood. We release the name of Jesus. We release the name of Jesus. Praise your name. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'll say this every now and then, write it down. Tremendous power is available. Dynamic in his working. Just say it, you know, that's one of the amplifications of one of the scriptures I've studied over here. Tremendous power is available. Dynamic in his working. In other words, you're sending that power out, and it's working dynamically. You see. Prayer sometimes create a dynamite explosion. Sometimes it has to do that to shake people who think they're running things up. You remember Paul and Silas in prayer?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
They thought they were in charge, didn't they? The other people. But them boys got to praising and praying, and all of a sudden they in charge. That's the way the church works. See, Daniel in the lion then. They thought the lion was in charge. They became kitten to Daniel. The man said, we won't serve your God. You see, so the church have to stand up to produce. Now we'll tell the rest of the congregation who didn't come to prayer what happened. They're gonna be puzzled. Oh, what happened? We'll tell them we prayed tonight. You wasn't here, that's why it happened. See, you never know what God's gonna do, man. He pressed me, he said, get out, Jesse. Tell him, hold up, you coming. I was driving 85, 90, 100 miles an hour to get you. I know I had to be here. Oh, yes, I said, I'm going. I passed by somebody so fast under the red light, they thought a jet had passed by. Zoop! I'm going to Darrow. I want to be here. Lift our hand and thank God for the answer. Now we got 8 minutes to thank him. Now wait a minute. I don't want to work to the fact that it's done. Come on now, listen to me close. I'm about to tell you something. We're not going to work to the fact that it's been done. We're going to praise him and thank him from the fact that it's already done. Try that in your personal life. When you get scriptures on and pray about it, don't pray to go to it. Go, come from it. Thank you, Father, I got this. We got this. Thank you, Father, everything is straightened out in the White House. Ooh, look how it look. Look how they're talking. Thank you, Lord. Look how they're loving one another. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. We thank you for it. It's already done. Because we pray. We have confidence. Glory to God. It's done already. Things are changing right now. At somebody's house. At somebody's office. Right now it's changing. We call it into existence. Thank you. Suddenly. Immediately. Straightway. Now, Lord, I know we can wait 3 weeks if we were 3 week waiters. But we're not waiting. We want it right now. Oh my goodness. Thank you for it. Thank you. This is the confidence that we have in you. We ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know you hear us, we know we have the petition we desire of you. We know we got it. We got it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're not going to just talk about it. We got it. To come into the throne. We got it. We got it. We got it. And he told me to tell you, check it. Some things you've been trying to get, you got it. In this prayer meeting, check it. Some things you've been praying about, some things you've been trying to get, some people you've been trying to change, you got it. Sha-ta-ta-ta. Thank him for it. Sha-ta-ta-ra-ko-sa-ta. When that anointing passed through you, it'll take care of everything. What you're praying about, but it also take care of your situation. Say, I got it. Think about what you needed to get and then know you got it. Shatata, healing, whatever it is. I got it. Shatata, in this prayer meeting. Shatata, rabasha. Well, now, I didn't say that by exaltation or something I thought of to make you feel good. No, the Spirit of God brought that on my heart. To tell you that when an anointing come through, the anointing we're dealing with is getting the White House and everything straightened out. Huh? Well, when that anointing came through, it was wiping everything. See, when you pray for others, God take care of your business. So if that anointing is strong enough to take care of the White House, it ought to be to take care of your house. And that same anointing passed through you. That's the way the spirit world works. See? Now you see it like you want it. And don't let no action change your mind. This is it. You understand how to do that? If you already got it, you got it. So it doesn't matter if somebody act up or somebody act like you don't got it. I know what I said. Act like you don't got it. If you got it, they can't don't got it. You already got it. Is God's word good? We read enough tonight to know that it's good. It's done. I felt the power many times in here. That power, boy. I felt that power. I feel it now. It's many things, only the anointing can do it. 1 John 2:27, Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38. Write that down. 1 John 2:27, Luke 4:18. Acts 10:38. Let me give you another one. Isaiah 10:27. See, I ain't got my pad open yet. 1 John 2:27, Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38, Isaiah 10:27. First, she look at me and said, 1 John 2:27. Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38, Isaiah 10:27. And you got all done. That's the anointing within and the anointing upon. That's twofold anointing that. That's the anointing. When you read the scripture, you're going to see it. And that's goodbye burden and goodbye yokes. You read those scriptures, you're going to see that. As the Holy Spirit ministers to you. Come on, let's lift hands. Talk to me. Talk to me. Thank you for being a part. Thank you for what you've done for the United States of America and for you personally. Thank him for letting you come to this prayer meeting, that you're a part of it. This great move of God all over the world. My. Thank you, Father. We know it's done. We have no fear and no worry. Power. It's done. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's done. Hallelujah. He says when they showed Barry where he was, he looked like he was trying to jump on Louisiana, but he couldn't. Kept falling back down. Yeah, because we had told him, stay out there. Okay. And then that film, it says right in this paper, over Louisiana, Barry came and he couldn't penetrate it. That was the Spirit of God. Cloud of glory, protecting God's people. Couldn't get in. Then something sucked the moisture out of him. Took the life. You know, both Barry and who was the storm before Barry? I forgot the name, what the name was. You know what the news media said about that one? It came crawling into Louisiana. Barry had to get on his knees and crawl in here too. Because you can't come here and mess everything up around here. Don't y'all accept that stuff. Amen. Go ahead.
My granddaughter, God has redeemed her life from destruction. is free, free from drugs.
Free from Hallelujah. How long has she been on?
I give God the glory.
How long has she been on?
7 years.
7 years. Come on, give God some glory. Huh? 24. What's her name?
Victoria.
May God continually to guide and keep her, because nothing is impossible with God. All right. That's something you call intermittence. And what it does, you've ever heard of that? What it does is give your body a chance to regroup. We keep putting food in our bodies, and our bodies don't have a chance to catch up. And so I started doing it, Leroy Jr. was doing it, I started doing it from 7 at night to 12 the next day. So I eat lunch, and then if you want to snack on a little something, that's fine. You got from 12 to 7 to do all your eating, and you're through. Now you'll feel a whole lot better. Don't do it because I say do it, you know, but it's a powerful thing. And then, you know, it'll manage weight and all the other stuff you might want to deal with, you know. But I mean, to 12, I just stay in the Word. I just pray and stay in the Word. And the Lord told me, said, you fasting too. To me, because you're separating yourselves so I can minister to you. I'm going to eat a little later tonight because I came out here with y'all to do this thing. But, no, I feel like a 37-year-old man. You know? And I keep digging, you know. I'm digging. I'm trying to find out what God wants me to do in different things. And so I don't know how long I'm going to do that. I wish I could make it a lifestyle. Unless a special occasion come up, then you can go off and then you come back. You see what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah, you are.